WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are we're doing a lot of best of programming around here because it's been a pretty good year, and I'm honoring Don Mohler on Friday, the last day of the year. All Don and Nestor conversations, best of not just this year, but the last couple of years in Baltimore Positive. Now 3 years deep into Baltimore Positive, and now almost 6 months deep into our Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I'll be getting back out to Nacho Mama's. I got plenty of scratch-offs that I'm still going to be giving away here. John Martin joins us now. He is the executive director of the Maryland Lottery and gaming, the gaming being a very important part here as the Ravens sort of wind things down, maybe a playoff berth. I'm trying to figure all the percentages out and all that, but hey, I used to ask you, when are we going to get these places open? Now it's just sort of like, are you going to bet on or against the Ravens, right, John?
Well, yeah, we are very, very thankful that in 2021 we were able to deliver on the promise and begin sports wagering here in the state. And you're right. Now the focus has shifted a little bit. There are still plenty of people who are anxious to get to mobile wagering, and that day will come later in the year in 2022. But at least right now you have at least five locations around the state that you can in-person play sports wagers.
By the way, I saw something, and this is like totally off the script, about a state wanting to do this online, like a lottery commission wanting to play the actual games online. That's like otherworldly, right? But that's also the same as mobile, right? Kind of, sort of.
It is. And again, as I've tried to stress all along when asked about it, each state is different. So, you know, once you get beyond the borders, no pun intended, but all bets are off. I mean, in terms of what, you know, can and can't happen. So it's fun to see what other states do and how they go to market. But right now we've got our things pretty much in black and white. You know, we'll continue to work through those locations that were named into the original legislation who choose to want to get into sports wagering at retail. And that includes our friend Chris at Greenmount Station and others in the off-track betting world that choose to do that. So, you know, that's something to look forward to here in the first half of 2022. But eventually we'll look at and open up the window for mobile betting in the second half of the year.
I know you and I were talking for 6 months about, you know, Nevada having sports wagering all these years and then trying to refine it and bring it to Hanover, Maryland, and bring it to downtown Baltimore and make it safe, reliable, all of that. So certainly appreciate that part of it. Year in review, that's not a bad place to start, which is look at what we have accomplished at the end of the year. I mean, I keep saying that to Don and in regard to all the episodes we've done, even the Ravens and their struggles lately. This is a week where we reflect a little bit. And, you know, I remember you coming on here in October, early November, sweating a little bit about whether this year and this thing was going to happen, but certainly a monumental year for your organization, right?
Oh, no doubt. And when you look at 2021, and I'm a big fan of that as well, you know, maybe, you know, in my back nine of life here, as I start to reflect on a lot of things, you know, you look back at 2021 and I think to a year ago, there was another guy sitting in this chair. Would have been a little crowded to have two of us in here, but there was another guy here, and I had no thought of at that time being in the position I'm in. And we didn't even have the legislation written. So absolutely. Look at all the things that happened in 2021. And we're big in comparison year over year here in the lottery business. We're a big numbers organization, as you might expect.
Can't measure it. You can't manage it.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And I'm proud to acknowledge that last week, the holiday week, was the best scratch off sales week in lottery history. We're talking about nearly 50 years of history.
It could be your partnership with Baltimore Positive. I mean, maybe. And I'll tell you, everywhere I go now, I notice lottery machines and I notice people standing in line to get to them. Like, and this is all during the holidays. I'm masked up. I'm in places. But I'm like, you guys are kind of everywhere. Now that, you know, my radar is up on the lottery, I see it everywhere. And I see people playing. And I know I talk to you about it every week. My wife played last week because the jackpot got the three digits up on the billboards, right?
Well, and certainly jackpots are a big, big part of it. And as I mentioned on the scratch-off side, eight of the top 10 weekly figures were all in 2021. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, certainly the maturity of the product line, the escalating price points, the adding of new price points, the product mix, the merchandising strategies at retail, the great partnerships we have with retailers to,
I would say, ease of access, because I feel like there have been points in my wife's, and look, I've been married 18 years. My wife plays she plays big games. She loves to have a chance to win $300 million, even though we always discuss what we're going to do. You know,
why don't I do the show with Jen 1 week?
Whenever I'm off, I'd love to be off. What week do you want to do it? Pick a week.
I don't know.
Well, because you would pick her brain about playing and all of that.
Exactly.
And sometimes she would say where – we always think – and this is like unfair. I mean, I'm going to say this is maybe stereotype. We always think, what liquor store in the neighborhood, you know, has lottery? Because we live in Federal Hill. We're like – and obviously Wise has it. Royal Farm. I mean, lots of places have it. But we would think like, 7:30, they're doing the drawing. Like she would 100 times in our marriage, she's like, I got to run out and try to get into the jackpot, you know? And it's like, where do you get them? And I'm thinking now, where don't you get lottery tickets now that I'm paying attention, you know?
Right. No, it has, you're right. It has become accepted by the players. You know, they want it to be at their fingertips, and they want to be accessible, and hopefully they're playing responsibly along the way and making good choices, whether they're cashing in a winning ticket or just playing for the fun and entertainment value of it. But I look back and when I do a year review, and last year at this time, I can't tell you what I had for breakfast this morning. So I needed some help going back to last year. But last year at this time, we had both Mega Millions and Powerball at very accelerated rates, getting to huge jackpots, up in the hundreds of millions to $1 billion last January. So we're going to have some big numbers to go up against here in the next few weeks. So you look at both jackpots and they're starting to edge up now, right? I mean, Powerball and Mega Millions are having a good post-Christmas run here. Hopefully that'll carry into the new year. But we look at comparison year over year, and we've got some big numbers to come up against next month.
Well, and also just the fact that the thing's grown exponentially with sports wagering. It's just getting started. We're a couple weeks in. John Martin is here, Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And, you know, I have all the swag and the giveaway. I'm going to be at Nacho Mama's beginning of the year. I'm putting something special together for the spring. I'm going to talk about on the Crab Cake Tour. We actually had a $50 winner at Costas. I gave one of these away as part of our 30th anniversary. And 5 minutes later, I got to see the joy of winning $50. Kind of reminds me of when I won the lottery and I got my Springsteen ticket. It's back in the day. You know, for you in 22 and goals, and because once you start saying what we did in 21, then what are we going to do in 22? What comes down the line that isn't sports wagering related? Because, I mean, you guys are running like a lottery. You've been running it for 50 years. And like there's a lottery business. It does feel like that the sort of the new gold in the hills for everyone, sports wagering, it certainly is the leader. It feels like it probably dominates a lot of what you're doing, right?
Well, it does certainly from the media attention, from the public perception, but the reality is just between you and me, and hopefully no one else is listening. I know we want people to listen, but the reality is the sports wagering numbers kind of get lost in the rounding. I mean, when you look at what we do each and every year, sports wagering will not contribute much to our bottom line. And of course our bottom line goes
because you're not doing it all week, right? It's not, you're not playing the game on Tuesday and Friday.
It's a lot of things, Nestor. It's points of presence. It's the niche. I mean, you know, you and I are sports guys and there are people who are sports fanatics who are really living and breathing this stuff. I mean, the reality of our lottery players aren't cut from that same cloth. You know, they may be their daily numbers players. They may be their scratch off players.
No different than being a horse player or being someone that bets on football or someone that plays the lottery, being a horse player. Like, yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of ways to get action and have fun, right? And to play, the lottery is sort of ubiquitous in the way that every day it's a new game. And I guess that would be the same thing as someone that would go to the play blackjack that wants a new hand every 2 minutes. Sports isn't like that. It just isn't built that way.
Right. And that's why 2022 is going to be a great year for us. We have new games. Every month we launch new scratch-off games. So for those segments of our players who enjoy scratch-offs and like that refresh every month to see a new game, new colors, new play styles, new themes, we'll continue to deliver on that month after month. We've got some new games coming down the line for our numbers players. We've got some changes coming to our jackpot games. So a lot of things in the works, and I'm not going to tease it all right here because, you know, these things will be delivered piece by piece over the next 12 months. But it's all aimed at keeping things fresh, new, exciting, fun, and keeping people playing responsibly and enjoying the benefits of lottery participation.
So when I've never asked you this here at the end of the year, if you ever hit the jackpot, what would you do? Because, I mean, I'm not like a boat guy. I'm not like a mountain guy. My wife and I, we've had 18 years of conversations about this. I still don't know every time she goes and plays now, I had a really clear thing when I was younger about how it was going to lead to, you know, this and that. Now I'm 53, that if I actually ever hit, I don't know what I would do with it. I don't have like the thing I need to do to pay off. I just sold my condo this week, so I don't have to pay that off anymore, right? Everybody has it. What's your dream? What are you going to do when you hit the lottery?
You know, it's funny because years ago, before I got in the lottery business, one of my mentors, a guy who probably is my age now, back then, he
thought of him as a really old guy too.
Right? Yeah, right. And he told me then, because we would talk and joke about the lottery. He said, you know, each week it takes less and less for me to retire. So there is wisdom in that. You're right. When you're young, when you're in 20s and 30s, you think, man, I need to get that $500 million jackpot. Boy, when you get to be my age, you're thinking, you know what? I'll take the $20 million and just quietly go off into the night. You know,
I've told my wife, as long as the trailer's nice and it has indoor plumbing, we can have a garden, you know, a long driveway so nobody can find me. I'm good, you know.
Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, it is fun to dream. It is exciting. But I'm relatively a simple guy. You know, when I retire, they'll save a place for me there at the cafe in the morning with my coffee and muffin, and I'll be fine.
I'm on empty lottery right now, 221 and 441 million as we get it. I thought one of them hit the other day, but maybe I saw an old story or something. We have things happening locally though, right? Like my friends at Wise and Royal Farms, we got winners every single day, and people are like my wife are trying to hit the 400 million and the 200 million, and that's cool. But there's like a lot of things going on here as we start the year.
There is, and you mentioned our friends at Royal Farms. They had a great story within the last week, Nestor. We have a unique game called Cash for Life. And just like it sounds, the promise is if you win the top prize, you're set up for life. And I just don't mean, you know, 10, 20 years. If somebody won at a young age, we'd be writing them checks for as long as they live. And there are two top prizes. The number one prize is you win $1,000 a day for the rest of your life.
What? Hold on.
The second tier.
You know, I wouldn't need $441 million if I did that, right? Even taxed out, that's still like, you know,
that's
a lot of money. Yeah,
that's a lot of money. And the second prize is you win $1,000 a week for the rest of your life. And one
gig. I mean, I'll pay rent, you know.
One gentleman walked into Royal Farms, I believe it was Christmas Eve, and got a Cash for Life ticket and won that second tier, $1,000 a week for life, which means he has the option.
He can
get a check. He has it. Well, I don't know. Relatively.
Am I younger than him? Let me cash the ticket. Yeah. Junior, cash the ticket.
he has the option to get $52,000 once a year. Happy birthday. Here's your $52,000 check.
Okay.
And that's interesting because when I was a young lad of six, my great aunt Florence used to send me a birthday card with a crisp dollar bill in it.
My Aunt Clara did the same thing.
God rest her soul. She did that until I was 21.
My Aunt Clara moved to fives once I got a little older. Like she did before she passed. She sent me $5 bill. That's hell of an inflation because it never went to two or three or four. You know what? I think she sent me some $2 bills because she was kind of funny in that way. Like just to be, not to send you a dollar or five, but $2 bills were kind of weird. You couldn't find them anywhere. So yeah, but so go ahead. So you got a dollar bill every, but you could count on it.
I could count on it. Right. I had that going for me. So this guy has the choice. He can get $52,000 from the lottery every year, once a year, or he can say, you know what? I'm going to take the cash value option. Just give me a crisp $1 million bill and I'll be fine. So he has yet to make that decision, I believe, but he's got that option.
Hold on, give me that. This is like John Harbaugh's got to take 15 yards and third down or 40.
Exactly.
Like, so right. This is like this is almost like a 2-point conversion.
Don't bring Harbs into this because then it totally gets
but
off
this,
the rails.
In this one, the ball can't hit the ground and you can't go home a loser, right? So, you know, when you cut the field by 2/3, we don't do that. Right. But in this case, seriously, so I could take $1 million today, which would, you know, kind of rock my world, but I have to pay a lot of taxes on it this year, whatever that would be. I'm not a taxologist here or an accountant by any stretch.
I
could do $1,000 a week for the rest of my life.
Right.
So what I'm betting is I'm going to be here another 20 years. I don't know. John, I have to go home and I have to punch a number. I'll come up with next week. I'll tell Carol what I think of that. How about that?
Which is why we always advise winners of top tier prizes like this is take your time. You have 6 months to claim your prize. Get the financial advice. Make a sound business decision. Again, be responsible on how you manage your winnings, but make a good decision for you in the moment. And it could be one or the other.
God, these people must be excited when they scratch it. I saw the guy win $50 at Costas. John Martin is here. I'll be back out with scratch-offs, my Ravens scratch-offs. There was a $50 winner in this stack. It was right off the top of this one because this is the last – I think it's the last ticket I handed out before the holidays was a winner. So I'm ending the year in good graces here. John Martin, of course, is the executive director of the Maryland Lottery. We let ourselves play, and we're getting into the Maryland Crab Cake Tour for the next several months in many, many places around the area, including a pretty cool little legacy of all the crab cakes I ate. I got my weight back down because the crab cake tour, I picked up about 10, 12 pounds.
Oh, that's easy to do.
Just in time for my wife to ship me pastéis de nata from New York for the holidays and little custard pies and crazy Greek cookies that Dennis Colazzo's got me from Coons Ford. So I've been stacking up. What do we got for 2022? Any other winners we got to talk about here and happy people marching their way after the Christmas tree?
You know what? I love stories like this when it happens. So we had a woman in Hagerstown who bought the wrong ticket and won $50,000. Now you could say yes. How did that happen? Well, we have our self-service vending machines, a great player convenience. And sometimes you see all the color of the games and you want that ticket and you may have hit the wrong button. So dispenses a ticket that she said, oh, good grief. I didn't want that one.
Okay.
Takes it home, scratches it, $50,000 winner.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
right. Hey, and we had a guy talk about Royal Farms. We had another Royal Farms customer won $2 million. That may be the thing that you saw, Nestor. Right before the holidays, the winning ticket, a $2 million winner of Powerball. But he came in and claimed it within the last week. So he'll be starting 2022. $2 million richer.
That's what I saw. It wasn't the overall Powerball. It was a local winner. That's what it was. Right. And you know what? And all love to my friends at Royal Farms. All I got for Christmas was free coffee, which I'm very happy about. I got two cups. My son brought me a second cup when he was on the way over. Royal Farms, if you had the app, you got free coffee on Christmas Day. So, and of course, when I went in for the coffee, I wound up getting a Western fries and a two-piece, you know, because that's what I
you
do.
Have to.
You know,
you
I
mean, have to.
Well, it was Christmas and my wife was away. She got snowed in up in New Hampshire, so we've had a heck of a holiday around here. But it's been a great year, and I'm very, very appreciative of everything, our partnership and the fun we're having here, and the scratch-offs I'm getting to give away. And we'll be giving them away all year long here as part of everything that we're doing. And I am appreciative, and I'm even appreciative of the rough-and-tumble football season we've had here, that the divisions going neck and neck. And I'm not even like angry at the people from Cincinnati if they get the win, because they don't get the win much there. So there.
You know what? The great news about this, and we all have our you know favorites, each of the four teams today, and I realize depending on when your listeners and viewers see this segment, but today, before going to the weekend, each four of them have rationalized how they are going to win this division. And you know what? Some of them need a little help. My beloved team needs a little help, but if they win their next two games, they own the tiebreakers against Baltimore and Cincinnati.
What?
offense.
I became very aware of how obvious it is that it's very, very difficult to throw a football with a sling on your left shoulder when you're trying to throw it with your right because you can't open your arm up to aim the ball. So I saw that with Baker Mayfield. Obviously, we were playing with a quarterback who walked in the building, you know, a week and a half before the game, who played well enough to win offensively if we would have had anybody in the secondary. So, you know, this is – I have tempered my enthusiasm. I've decided to put my enthusiasm into playing the lottery next year. I got better chances than trying to get through this COVID thing with all these injuries. It's just been tough. And I think for Ravens fans, the last month of not winning and sort of watching it fall apart and watching it sort of implode on John and Eric and even Lamar, if he gets back out on the field before this is all over with, it's just, you know, locally, it's a shame. You know, temperatures run a lot more hot here when the Ravens are doing well. And I was cleaning out a lot of my Christmas stuff over the weekend. And I found back in 2006, when we were on fire and we lost that game to Peyton Manning, I bought a dozen boxes of purple rope lights to dress the radio station up because people were coming out to the station to pick up prizes and stuff like that. And we lost. So we had 2 weeks of anticipation. We had to buy and we got crushed. And I remember blubbering here at my condo as I get rid of this, my last week in the condo here, overlooking the city. My wife has video of me blubbering after losing a game. So I went from blubbering 15 years ago to having parades, disappointments, highs, lows. But this year's been quite stinging because we don't usually lose games in December like this. There was a lot of promise, and now it's felt like, all right, maybe next year.
You know, here's the worst part of this, and we should probably both end on this note. The dreaded, hated Pittsburgh Steelers' next two games are against the Browns and the Ravens.
Roethlisberger, it's the end for him. We can agree on that, right?
If they win both of those, they will potentially be the division champs. If they get a little help, they need a lot of help. The Browns then have to beat the Bengals, I believe, for that to happen. But can you imagine the most horrific scenario with the Steelers somehow limping in to the playoffs?
No, I don't want that. But I did watch them get beaten around by the Chiefs the other day, and I felt a little sorry for them. Not a lot, just a little sorry for them. But this has been an interesting race with four teams. So I think from a football perspective, it's been an interesting year. The next 2 weeks are going to be great. My wife sitting on the tickets on the app for the Rams this week and the Steelers next week. And I think the Steelers game next week, for me as a fan, takes on extra meaning because it is the end of Ben Roethlisberger, and I think it'll be the last game he plays here, might be the last game of his career, and I think there'll be something special about that. So,
no doubt.
You know, I have respect for the rivalry, even the Browns, for crying out loud, John.
Well, you have to have a rivalry. Both teams have a chance to win, and that hasn't been much of a rivalry. But
well. We haven't won in a month. I mean, I'm not here to talk any ish right now. Get out, play the lottery, let yourself play. Make sure you're playing responsibly. Make sure you come out and support us in the Maryland Crab Cake Tours. We're coming out to Nacho Mama's in 2 weeks. I'm going to get the date together. I'll get that out next week. Happy New Year to you and to all winners and everyone celebrating everything. I know it's been a crazy year for you personally and professionally as well. We'll look ahead to 2022 and get these masks off, get everybody vaccinated, and maybe win the World Series. Well, we're not going to win the World Series next year, but maybe the Super Bowl next year. All right, John?
A lot of fun. Best of the new year to you as well, Nestor. Thank you.
Stay safe. Stay warm. John Martin, Executive Director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And yes, the casinos have wagering this weekend for football. Get on out and support them. I'm going to be talking to Chris up at Greenmount Station and my friend Tommy at it. Nick's soon as well. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour took us so many places, and we have some great places ahead, and I've got some emails out on some special places and some crab cake tips that I didn't get to last year, which is the best part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Keeps giving. More recipes ahead. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.